Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Beit Mishnah Tet, continuing on with the various things that involved Rabbi Akiva. And before we were talking about the Shlosha Dvarim, Amar Rabbi Akiva was the last thing. And then there was a Maimer that he used to say, Hu Haya Omer. That means that this was something that he felt was essential. When you say Hu Haya Omer, does not mean he once said. It means that this was something that he felt people need to understand in order to live their lives properly. Those are the Haya Omer. I would repeat this. Av zocher laben. You know that a father obviously contributes genetically to his child. So everybody understands that a father gives his looks to his son, his physique to his son, leaves his money to his son, Ba'osher, teaches his son, then provides chokhmah to his son. Generally, also provides the length of life, very similar in the parent and the child, Bishanim. But the important thing, and this is the mysterious to most people, and it's only becoming clear now, it's a davar poshut, Ubimispar hadorot lefanav. For who are kates? This, all through the ages, everybody's been debating what the heck is Rabbi Akiva talking about. And this was the most important point that he was trying to bring out, but could not be openly said. So the father also provides for the child all of, not just the genetic data, but all of the evolutionary data of the dorot. All of the dorot that came before him, he's basically taking the next step forward. Whether he likes to or not, he is located in the path of Bria. He is located in the next door. No matter how much he tries to go backwards in time, it's not going to happen. And against his will, he is in that door. The progression of the dorot is the progression to a specific achievement for life on this planet, which we call the Kates. And whatever it is that your life is going to be about, it's going to be meaningful in terms of the Dor's contribution to that Kates, which is not a function of years. It's a function of generations, because it's a function of the freshness. And that's the Sifra Shalda Marishain, was Dor, Dor, V'Dor Shav. That's the idea of Milchamez Hashem Vayamolek L'Dor, Dor. And that's the constant refrain of Dor, Dor. That's the Gemara in Chagiga about what do we do with extra years that are around that the Dor didn't use, and so on. The years are one thing, says Rabbi Akiva. The years are not what defines achievement. Dorot are what defines achievement. And therefore, it says, you see it clearly, Kore HaDorot Merosh. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines history in advance. It says that he is the Kore, Mi Kamoni Yikra. That's the Kriya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to the Dorot and their particular achievements. And look at this, even though it says, here's a fantastic example, says Rabbi Akiva. It says, Vavadun Vinuotam Arba Meot Shana. So let me ask you something. Were the Jews really in Egypt for Arba Meot Shana? No. So what do we do with the fact that we work it out? You know, we'll start counting from here. We'll start counting from there. That's not what's important. The only thing that was important was V'dor Revi'i Yashuva Hina. So what really defined the achievement of what had changed in Mitzrayim and the next step forward, the next door forward? And therefore, you must recognize that you have been pushed into that position by the very fact that your inheritance is from the door before. Fantastically meaningful and powerful mimer of Rabbi Akiva, which is why he repeated it constantly, because people need to understand. They view themselves as being, it's all sort of one mishmash from the beginning till now. It's not a mishmash at all. Mishnah Yud. Af. Hu haya omer chamisha devarim shel 12 chodesh. He also pointed out, Rabbi Akiva, that if you look, there are five different things that we know from the Torah that lasted specifically 12 months. Mishpat Dor HaMabu was 12 chodesh. So that 12 months is something that is a complete cycle and that is able to reset things, the Dor HaMabu. 12 months later, as we know, if you take a look, it says beferish, b'shnat shesh meod shana l'chaye noach b'chodesh ha-sheni b'shivasa yom l'chodesh. That was the day in which b'yom ha-sendi b'kuhu kol mayanotom rabbah. And then, at the end it says that in the next year, v'ibachat v'shesh meod shana b'chodesh ha-sheni b'shiva v'esrim yom l'chodesh yavsha ha-aretz. That is 365 days later. So it's a full 12 months, 12 solar months that completely include the year. And that was the end, not coincidentally, of the Mabul. Mishpat Iyov. Iyov went through hell for 12 months. Was also Shneim Asar Chodesh, which we can be Medayik as well from the Psukim in Iyov. Because Iyov speaks about himself. We learn it out from Yarcheshav. He speaks about the experience that he's just gone through as Yarcheshav and Leilot Amel. So Yarcheshav is a reference to the long days, meaning the summer days, and they are very long, and they're called Yarach Yamin. Leilot Amel is referring to the difficult nights, those long nights of terrors and nightmares that I had in the winter, which defines full solar year, Shemesh Chodesh. Mishpat Gog and Magog in the future. These are difficult years, but they pass. They're years. And that is going to be Shemesh Chodesh, which we see over there as well, because it says basically the Geshem Shoteif, Avnei Al Gabish, Eish v'gofrit, and we know that it's Shneimasar Chodesh, and it's the Kabbalah that we have, that he's giving over about that Milchama. Mishpat Rishayim b'Gehinom, Shneimasar Chodesh. Why? Because it says, V'aya midei Chodesh b'chatsho. So midei Chodesh b'chatsho, when that same month comes back in the next year, it's midei Chodesh in that chatsho. So then it's talking about over there, it says, V'yatsu v'ra'u b'pigrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi, which is a reference to people that are burning in hell. And that means that for those 12 months, b'dei chodesh v'chadsho, afterwards, yavo kol basar l'shtachavot l'ashem, and then they will be ra'u b'anashim that were poshim bi, asher isham lo yukpeh, and so on, that don't have a mishpat in Gehenna, but that are destroyed in Gehenna. But the mishpat is the b'dei chodesh v'chadsho. Now comes a wonderful argument by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that is a fantastic gilui about the astounding relationship of Pesach to Shavuos on a whole new level. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, actually, this Mishpat Rishayim Begehenim is from Pesach to Shavuos, because there it says, Hayad midei chodesh b'chodesho, you're right, but it also says, midei Shabbat b'Shabbato, which is Mimochorat HaShabbat, Ad Mimochorat HaShabbat HaShvi'it. So there's a concept of a full cycle from Pesach to Shavuos. Isn't that marvelous? Completely new element that you have to take into consideration of that period of the year. And Handy's got a handy hand up. Speak to us, Moshe Reuven.
So what's the significance of the off Hayyadah there? It sounds like they also agree Kabbalah with that off Hugolah Safa.
I think it's because of the idea that Afal P that he's been discussing, the achievement of Adam in terms of Dor, there's also a concept of events besides the achievement of a Dor overall. And that's the way we usually look at things in terms of the event. And he's saying that's a different thing. An event defines a year, and a year defines the event. It's like we remember COVID, you know. That's the 2020 vision. That type of thing. So you can relate to an event, but don't confuse the event with this idea of the Cates. The Cates is not a story of events. It's a story of Dorot. I think that's the pshat. You know, it's difficult to know because, look, I mean, you look at all of the Mefarshim, basically, it's all, as they say in Yiddish, boich svaras. Nobody really knows. There's no, like, Kabbalah of exactly what Rabbi Akiva was referring to. And so you find all kinds of strange pirushim over here, but I think that we're zeroing in as the Cates approaches. We're zeroing into Rabbi Akiva's understanding of Cates. Okay, Rabbi Osai.
The rabbi asked that question also in writing about the Moshe's question.
On what? On the chat?
On what's the afru? Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, why don't I? I never even see that. I never see the chat. I don't know what's going on with that chat. Used to be it was very obvious. Is there something that one has to press? I guess, yeah. Used to show up on the side of the screen. And I always.
On mine, it shows up on the screen. It pops up.
Oh, okay. I see now Gavi has Anki settings. Ah, all right. So he wants to give us all the latest Anki setting. Excellent. That's not the Rebbe. It's the Gabbai of the Rebbe. It's Mr. Gavi.
No, I said the Gabbai of the
Rebbe. Oh, okay. All right, Rabbi Isai. Sorry that I didn't, I don't mean Chasrom to ignore anything. All right. Kol Tov, wishing you a wonderful day and thanking you for a wonderful morning. Kol Tov, everyone.